Thousands of adults in California and across the nation are racing to get their GEDs before the high school equivalency exam goes through a major transformation. On January 1st, the multi-part test is being made more rigorous in an effort to better prepare adults for college and careers. Charlotte Baer reports the hitch is that anyone not finished with the current version by the end of the year will have to start all over.
Felipe Maya started taking GED classes for one simple reason: to get more out of life than working all the time.
I'm working full-time in a grocery store, and I have a part-time on weekends in a restaurant. So basically, it's a pretty busy schedule.
Maya says he has to string together low-wage jobs because, like nearly a fifth of California adults, he doesn't have a diploma. Last December, he decided to change that. Every week, he's made a one-hour round-trip trek from his home in Half Moon Bay to the San Mateo Adult School. He's done prep classes and started taking the test in phases. He's passed three parts so far. Now the pressure is on. If he doesn't pass the last two sections before the end of the year, everything he has completed will be invalidated.
I feel really stressed sometimes because if I don't pass those tests, the idea like taking all those tests again, it terrifies me.
It's not just starting over that scares Maya. He knows the new test is supposed to be even harder. How much harder? We tried some sample questions together online.
Do you want to take a crack at this one?
Well, right here it shows chemical formula. And be honest to me, this question is hard because chemical formula didn't come in the paper test.
The questions are more challenging because the test is aligned to the Common Core standards. They require students to show how they got an answer, not just find the right one. So instead of multiple choice bubbles in a paper booklet, the new test is on computer, with blank spaces to type in, essay passages to drag and drop, and graphs to click on. Maya says all these options mean each question takes more time to figure out.
With those kind of questions, I feel really pressure now. I feel like I have to do it. I have to do it on paper. It's now or never.
The anxiety, well, we just have to let it go. And I'm looking forward to it.
Ellen Hayworth teaches GED prep classes at the San Mateo Adult School. She says she and other teachers were stressed out when they first heard about the change. The GED announced it 2 years ago. Now, she thinks it could really benefit her students.
If everybody's standards go up, the GED should too. I don't think it's fair to say you're equivalent to the typical high school diploma if we're left behind. Making them better prepared out there in the workforce is better for everybody. Step it up. Let's go.
The new test has other benefits. Scores will be available the same day instead of waiting up to a week and a half for manual grading. Susan Williams oversees the GED program at the San Mateo Adult School. She agrees the new test will ultimately be a good thing. She just thinks it'll be a difficult transition.
If you look at a student who comes into GED instruction, they're coming in at grade 8 readability, and they need to be closer to 10th to 11th grade readability.
The word has gotten out about the change, and testing centers across the state are filling up. Williams says it's great to reach more people, except many of them don't realize how far behind they are, and she has to break it to them that they'll have to take the harder test.
I do have extra Kleenex in my office just to plan for, because we know it's emotional. We know that the hopes and the dreams and the aspirations are tied to passing this high-stakes exam for them.
The GED might not be referred to often as high-stakes, but Williams says it involves a lot more than landing a better job or getting into college. For those attempting the test, it can also be about proving something to themselves, getting a second chance, or completing a long overdue goal.
What's the relationship between the radius and the diameter?
The radius is half of the diameter.
That's good, Juanita.
Yeah, at least I remembered that one. Don't ask me tomorrow, okay?
At 77 years old, Juanita Vasco says she has trouble recalling most things, but she never forgets that she's not a graduate.
I always wanted a diploma. All my grandkids, my daughters, everybody in my family graduated. I haven't. I'll never get the diploma, but a GED is just as good. So I'm going to do this, or I'm going to really try.
Regardless of why test takers are rushing in before the December deadline, or how many of them pass this GED, the whole process is shedding light on some of the challenges facing California's 5 million adults without a high school credential. For the California Report, I'm Charla Baer.